Many electricity consumers have complained that they do not enjoy power supply and that the distribution companies slam them with estimated bill for the power they do not consume. To address the problem on their own, they bypass electric meters, thereby enjoying power supply without paying electricity bill. According to the managing director of the Ikeja Electricity Distribution Company, IKEDC, Mr. Abiodun Ajifowobaje, 30% of consumers bypass electric meters and the distribution company loses about 1 billion naira monthly to electricity theft. A female resident in Lagos alleged that consumers paid some officials of the distribution companies to bypass their meters for them.
It was this prepaid meter we were using. Before I moved into the place, I cannot really say what happened, but when I got there, I realized we did not pay for this prepaid meter. So I called the people there. They said they bypassed the prepaid meter. That's when they just brought the prepaid meter in. The card usually run fast. Before they know
so
it, they will start.
In the same house for 2 years without paying
electricity. We did not pay. And the NEPA there, I think some of them were away, maybe one or two people.
Another resident at the My 12 area, Mr. Fabian Anawo, narrated his ordeal where some officials of the IKDEC told him that he had bypassed his meter.
I had my own meter, it was analog. My landlord specifically, he doesn't have light. So I connected his light to mine meter. It was reading and I was paying my bills regularly. When NEPA gives me bill, we share it. But when the NEPA people came, they said, that it is bypass. I said, it's connected to a meter and it's reading and bills come and I pay. How is it a bypass? They said, no, he should have his own meter. But because he was owing and it's connected him, he's now looking for an alternative. I said, well, I'm not aware that should be bypass as long as it reads into my meter.
However, a resident, Mrs. Ajike Akinwande, who lives in the Ojoko Ramadia area in the Fakojaya city of Lagos, said it was the former occupant of her house who bypassed the meter, but she was the one who was sanctioned by the distribution company.
When the PHC guys, now Ikeja District Power Distribution Company, came to my house and said, the person that stayed there before kind of bypassed the meter. But luckily for us, the wire they used has been removed from inside, but it's still inside the meter. We were subcharged a particular penalty, 50,000 naira, and you have about 18,000 or thereabout for some other things. You also have to pay for some amount of units used without payment.
On one of my visits to the Ikeja distribution company at Alausa Ikeja, residents of Onipan were there protesting, calling for the provision of prepaid meters. They also complained that the estimated billing had become unbearable for them.
There's no yardstick on how they do the billing. If they give this house, two-story building, 24,000, a bungalow, 24,000. What is the yardstick of their billing system? I can say categorically, because electricity people, they don't know what they are doing.
All what we are looking for is that we need to pay meter, because that one will entails that whatever you consume is what you pay for. And it will just be like you are using your telephone. It will caution everybody to lessen the way they are using the energy.
In a telephone interview with the IKEDC Head of Communications, Mr. Felix Ofulwe, he said those who are not sure of the power they had consumed should write to their nearest business district for proper billing rather than resort to a protest.
If you are not sure or if you are not comfortable with what you have been billed, it is easy for you to go to the nearest office, electric office within your area, and then make your complaint. One of the things can happen, a loan assessment of your house will be carried out to know how much to evaluate your appliances and actually determine how much load you use. In some cases, if you are currently under bill, then you will be billed appropriately. And if you are overbilled, it will be adjusted accordingly.
But are Nigerians really aware of the necessity of paying bills promptly and the dangers inherent in bypassing electric meter? The executive secretary of the Association of Power Generating Companies, GenCos, Dr. Joy Ogabi, said the responsibility of informing electricity consumers lies solely with the federal government, alleging that it has failed to fulfill its part of the contract signed with generating companies.
Federal government should come out and tell Nigerians that, come, we need to work as partners in progress to make electricity a success. Federal government need to come out to its citizenry and inform them that, see, there is an amount to electricity. Electricity is not a social good. Also inform the consumers that if you're caught stealing electricity, you'll be prosecuted. So the government need to take a hard stand. Nigerians need this information. The federal government, are they keeping to the terms of their contracts? Is there sanctity of contract? if you sign a contract, you must abide by the terms of the contract.
In the same vein, the Executive Director, Association of Nigerian Electricity Distributors, Mr. Sunday Oduto, spoke about the challenges in the power sector and want Nigerians not to see electricity as a social service, but rather as a service to be paid for as and when due.
The challenges that we have in the sector today is about naira and kobo. It's liquidity issues. First, people are not paying for electricity. The little that we're able to give them, it is very little. Some get a lot, but a lot of people don't get enough. If you are giving electricity for only 1 naira in a day, I want you to remember that that electricity is a product. It's like bottled water. And unless we begin to know that we need to pay for this product, there's no way that we can have the product in abundance.
Are there any penalty for anyone who bypasses electric meter? According to the Vice Chairman, Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, NIREC, Mr. Sanusi Garba, anyone caught bypassing a meter will pay a fine of between 50,000 naira and 450,000 naira or face jail term. In Ikorodu, a 58-year-old trader, Mrs. Ejide Ogunmiloye, was prosecuted before the Jodi Magistrate Court for bypassing the electric meter in her house at Millennium Estate. The prosecutor, Sergeant Yomi Egunjobi, said the action was contrary to Section 409 of the Criminal Code of Lagos 2011, but she was granted bail in the sum of 100,000 naira, with a surety in like sum. The legal vice chairman of the Eco Distribution Company, EKEDC, Mrs. Wola Ojoye, also noted that bypassing payment for electricity consumed was common among prepaid meters owners. Be that as it may, every stakeholder has a vital role to play in ensuring that Nigerians get uninterrupted supply of electricity. This report was initiated and supported by the Wole Soyinka Center for Investigative Journalism. I am Yemisi Dada reporting for Radio 1, 103.5 FM.